Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, I got this on the email. I won't say the name, even though he doesn't say don't say my name. I got a twin brother. He and his wife were in a relationship with another woman. Initially, it started out they were all banging each other, but ended up being where he was just with the other woman. His wife was okay with the situation at first, until my brother decided he wanted to be with the other woman, and the other woman asked him to marry her. He packed up all his stuff, went to leave,
kids.
And when he arrived at the other woman's house, he walked in and realized she had a shrine dedicated to him.
Oh.
Had pictures of him he didn't know that she had taken. She had been stalking him for months, pictures of him and his wife, where she cut out the face of his wife and put her own face in. He turned right back around, went home, and never thought about leaving his wife again.
Boiled bunny for dinner.
Did he explain to her that he would have stayed? I mean, really, just, that's the reason he turned around, which is rightly so, but he still was leaving his wife for this woman.
Yeah.
So the woman that took him back was going to say, no, you go with that crazy bitch.
Well, that's, yeah. I don't know if it worked out. I don't have a follow-up to that. But you got to do your due diligence, apparently.
Yeah, but you know what? She rocked his world. Obviously, she's crazy. You know, Craig will tell you this. Crazy chicks are good in the sack. So the chick probably was really fun. And then when he went to her house and saw the shrine, oh, she's bat-ass crazy.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he was having a blast for a while until he got to know her.
Was he identical twins? Because that guy could show up and get one off.
Oh, but, yeah. I mean, I'm sure he doesn't want to anymore.
No, I'm just saying, if that guy could show up at her house, although that's called rape, apparently, they've said that before.
Oh, no, that's sexual trickery.
Trickery. That's it.
The trickery. Yeah.
Apparently, that's a charge.
If they're identical twins, he could have knocked on the door and said, hey, how you doing? I want to come back again. And then she thinks he's there. That would screw your brother's life up huge, man. Yeah.
Your brother might not appreciate that.
She thinks I was over there. Well, you were. It was me.
That would be pretty messed up.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying any of this is proper or appropriate.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, these are really bad people if you do that. But somebody sure. would think about giving her a throw if we were an exact twin.
A throw.
I talk like it's the 18th silent when that, but when is that term? It's an old term, man.
I've never even said it.
It's an old movie term. I've heard that years ago before I was born.
I think we've conditioned the listeners enough to know that our recommendations are usually bad.
Right. I mean, Dr. Mina says we're right on most of the time.
Yeah, she doesn't. You're hearing different things.
We always think the identical twin thing would rock. But you're right, Todd. Since they came up with that term sexual trickery, it ruined it for identical twins, you know?
Yeah, apparently that's a form of assault.
Right. Yeah. They have to consent to the one twin, not just both of them, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But a guy wouldn't complain. If your girlfriend had the identical twin and she showed up, you'd just act like it. And you figured it out, you'd say,
I didn't know.
Exactly. You could halfway through you go, this isn't her, but you know what? I got it. This is good.
I was drunk. I don't know. I didn't know.
Well, a guy could complain, but he would not be a sympathetic character.
No, but also you would just a guy could figure it out because you know people are different even they're identical twins, and he could figure out she's maybe slightly different, and then act like he didn't know. Go through with it. You know, and tell his wife, I didn't know.
Didn't know. Elijah Cummings died?
Yeah, he died last night. It
I didn't see that. Yeah. Early this morning.
Damn it.
Yeah.
What happened?
The good guy. He had a medical problem. He was in the...
I guess he had some issues.
Yeah.
He was only 68.
The good guys die there and politicians. The bad guys don't die. They stay alive and they get fatter.
He led that walk we were just talking about.
Yes,
Selma
did.
To yes, Montgomery walk, didn't he?
Did he?
I think so.
That's Lewis.
John Lewis. Was he on that walk?
No, Elijah grew up a sharecropper's son and then moved. His family moved to Baltimore when he was a kid. No, but he was a big civil rights guy, obviously.
Yeah, he would have been a teenager when the Selma to Montgomery.
68.
68.
I feel like he was attached to that somehow.
I think he's involved with the, but he died.
Yeah, that sucks. Did you watch baseball last night?
No, nobody did.
I watched the Weather Channel hanging outside of Yankee Stadium where it was raining sideways.
I watched Todd's Herm warning a little bit on the 24/7 Arizona State.
Out.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah,
they're kind of puff pieces.
They are, but they're cool.
Sure, they're still done by NFL Films, so they're quality, you know.
And after I saw that, I may be a little biased, but I wanted to play for Herm.
Yeah.
Herm!
Yeah, I don't think John Cooper really appreciated my talent when I was there.
John Cooper. No. You just want the backpack. Just be open about it.
Absolutely. I want that.
You just want the backpack.
with Brandt on the back.
No, Todd.
He doesn't even
Todd.
Have to say just a Todd. Name. I just want the Arizona State colored backpack.
You can buy that.
Really?
I bet, yeah. Just call the school.
Oh, I told the story earlier.
Like a nerd.
I think they're pretty exclusive because...
maybe the football one is, but you probably get one that's just that maroon and gold.
I bet you can buy it. They like selling stuff.
Years ago, I managed to raise the equipment manager at Arizona State because they have the balls with the logo on them, the home uh-huh. balls, and I wondered if I could purchase one of them, and he told me to pound sand.
Yeah.
Basically, he just hung up on me.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But I'm
well,
sure
he's
you,
not a sales guy. He's you, an equipment guy.
Yeah, I'm sure you can get them if you talk to the right people and have enough money. Because I was willing to pay a couple hundred bucks for that kind of a ball with a logo on it.
I think you can find that backpack. What are you going to do with, all the backpack things you do? What
Arizona State.
I know.
just to bring it here?
That's what I mean. I think you Arizona.
Well, going to the store, I'm going to put on my backpack.
It would be just a big sign that you did, Arizona Equipment.
Hi, I'm Todd.
Can I buy a backpack?
Because
I don't know where you'd wear it either, man.
I have like five backpacks.
Yeah,
backpacks. I really don't need any more backpacks. Yeah.
That could be like your dress backpack.
I think so, too.
Like your airport backpack.
When you're hanging out downtown with your fedora on being hip, you know.
But everybody's wearing one walking
with
around
the
campus.
Arizona State backpack.
Yeah. Not just the ball players. Everybody's wearing a backpack.
Because they're college kids. That's why. They're college kids.
They're...
You don't see backpacks mainly walking around unless you're on college.
Yeah, I do once in a while.
Yeah. Once in a while.
They use their.
At the airport,
Yeah, instead of their purse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, the ASU bookstore does have a lot of ASU backpacks.
There you go, Todd.
I didn't see which one
get
you.
Get yourself one and get embroidered
you saw
on there.
Last night.
Hi, I'm Todd.
This one was predominantly gold, and it looked like an athlete only issued one because they do have those.
Yeah, but they started selling a lot of that stuff, Todd, because like people want it.
Oh yeah,
and they can sell it for $50 more.
That's why I couldn't understand why can't I buy a football? People would buy that.
Well, probably for more than what you offered it. Yeah.
Can't you? I mean, did you look not at from the equipment guy? Because that stuff's out there all over the place.
No, that's probably something you should go to eBay. And
I mean, you call the equipment guy, he's going to be like, I'm busy.
And plus, we need these balls.
I can't sell them; they're not mine.
Yeah,
like, but maybe try somebody else.
Yeah.
Did you say you went to school there years ago for a hot minute, that kind of thing? He didn't care about that.
He wasn't trying to hear that. Did you tell him you were a Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year at one point?
He could look that up.
He didn't care.
He could look that up and
he
see it's not
didn't
true,
care.
Actually. Yeah.
But he might not.
He might not. Tell him you and Pat Tillman were good buddies. He'd sell it to you. Yeah.
No, drop you don't
the,
throw that
drop
around.
The Jesus name.
You don't lie about that.
No. Oh,
he
man.
Was, he's huge in that campus. And rightly so.
Right, I was going to say.
Rightly
for
so.
Good reason.
Right.
They got a big statue of him.
Yep. Yeah, it's a cooler statue.
A
yeah,
thing on their jerseys now.
Yeah, it says PT42 all over that place.
Yeah, yeah it does.
Oh yeah.
It does. It should. What a
yeah, it should. Yeah.
What a decision he made. Yeah. So, yeah, they got rained out last night in New York, so they'll play again tonight, and then Game 5 will be tomorrow in Houston, will be a Game 5 for sure. You know, the other side's just waiting for
just
this
waiting
thing
around.
To get done.
Yep, yep. The Nats are hanging out.
Yep, and this day in 89 was the Bay Area series that was stopped for, just a little earthquake that
earthquake.
Hit the Bay Area. More than 200 people died,
though
none at the stadium.
Yeah, that was crazy. I was talking to two of my buddies who grew up in that area, and both were on the road coming back from like a baseball practice. They were high school kids at the time.
Yeah, we were just kids when that happened.
Yeah.
But
I remember
Dad watching that, telling me about it. Al Michaels.
Yeah,
Al Michaels called it.
Right.
It was right during the middle of supper. They were just getting ready to start the thing. And you know, Al was from that. He's from
that area, right?
Yeah, so I mean, he wasn't.
I remember watching it live.
He was very calm about what was going on because I think he understood an earthquake. He'd been in, if I was in an earthquake all of a sudden, I'd be like, what the? Look out!
My favorite story about that, it was a couple weeks back.
Yeah, because Al knew the geography of the area. He knew what he was looking at because they had aerial shots of the freeway falling down.
All of a sudden, he was a world news host for a second. He was.
What year was that again?
That was 89.
89, yeah.
That was. They did a special and a guy was showing, remember he was on the light tower when that happened.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was a cool special. Guy was up there on the light tower changing the light bulbs or something like that while it happened and just was standing up there in a light tower.
He made it.
He lived. He's hung on. And well, he was probably strapped in anyway, but it was his perspective of being on the light tower during the earthquake.
Jeez.
Okay, twin brother guy got back to us.
Oh, yeah?
No kids involved. He told his wife about the shrine. She understood. They started counseling.
Did twin brother head over there and get a throw?
Not identical twins.
That's one. Do you think about, is he identical twin? Oh, they're not.
Not.
Just walk over and say, yeah, it's me. I just did something different.
How'd you like the next best thing? How about I be your new shrine?
Yeah. We're so stupid. Guys are so stupid. We fall for everything because we're just horny. That guy almost blew up his whole life because that chick on the side was giving him some action.
Yep.
I mean, it happens. Every guy's done it.
She was also
he got married too young, probably.
Him special attention.
Yes.
Obviously.
That he appreciated.
That's
what
I mean.
He did not realize that was coming from a place of nuts.
Right. Yep.
But he was getting special.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not blaming
wonderful
the guy.
Wonderful attention.
Yeah. You know,
she could not have wanted him more. She could not wanted to have tried to please him more.
Get all that crap out of your system, man.
So you're saying
it's easier said than done, but do
it. If a chick, because she was probably really, really into him.
Yes.
If a chick is really, really into you, she might be nuts.
Well.
That's what I've found.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm not arguing that, I guess.
I mean, look at me.
How about just some chicks into you? She might be nuts. Let's go
exactly.
With that. Not really into
you. No, we just.
Let's go to the track record.
Yeah. Oh, no.
No.
Yeah.
No, let's not.
Yeah. It makes me shiver. It makes me shiver when I hear those stories to this day.
Glad you said shiver.
I did almost.
You kind of cut yourself off.
I know I did cut myself the wrong way, but I meant to say the word shiver anyway, but it didn't sound that way.
Okay, PD, I saw a golf story that intrigued me yesterday. It was because I saw it on the crawl and I looked into it on the senior female LPGA, which I didn't even know they had. This lady decides
old ladies, old broads. Are they 50?
Yeah, hey, probably 50 plus.
Yeah, probably the same age, right?
She decides. She hasn't been in competitive golf for a while, but she just wants to play this French Lick resort where they're having a tournament.
French Lick. Oh yeah,
and
Larry Bird plays.
57 penalty strokes because apparently you can't have your caddy standing behind you when you're putting. That's a new rule in golf.
They can't help
why
you line
it,
them
where'd
up.
They get the number 57? That was that main putt she had.
Yeah, yeah.
they didn't realize until why they won it on the first hole.
I don't know.
You know why? I probably didn't have. It's a senior PGA thing in French Lick. I guarantee there wasn't officials everywhere.
Senior LPGA.
Yeah, there wasn't officials everywhere.
Yeah, somebody probably busted her on the 18th hole, and she said, well, I've been doing that the whole match. Yeah. Well, then we're going to have to go back and count all your putts, and there's your penalty strokes.
That's how I'm going to use from here on out.
Yeah,
when so I score. How'd you do that? I got a 57 points penalty stroke.
Instead of a 74, she got a 120-something.
I saw the headline, too. I didn't know what it was about. That's crazy.
But that French Lick Resort looks pretty nice. That's Larry Bird's hometown.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
French Lick, Indiana.
I love it. It's called the French Lick LPGA.
The Hick from French Lick. So they're putting up billboards in Detroit, no surprise.
Great.
That show a referee wearing a cheesehead hat and jamming a fist into his chin. I haven't seen a picture of it yet.
Yeah. Who's paying for those billboards?
Who knows? I mean, anonymous group of fans over the years.
Boy, they're going to be raring to go for your boys this week, Todd.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't the Vikings going to be in Detroit?
Yeah.
I hate that.
So I love this.
I'm good with it.
This is like from the note about like you tell. Was it Ike Taylor telling him like, man, I cried the first time.
Yeah,
when
I told
goes,
Ike Taylor,
man, come on.
He told me to shut. I shouldn't have cried. Yeah,
you don't cry.
It just comes from the note that sports very often mean more to the fan than it does the player on the team.
Yes, it does.
And so in Detroit, they're putting up these billboards. Fans are paying for them, the loss and all that. And so somebody asked this cornerback for the Lions, Justin Coleman, about that, and here's his answer. That real? My goodness.
Yeah. I love that. Great answer.
Yeah. Fans are that into it?
Golly, man. Wow. I mean, that's creative, but what in the hell, man?
I'm on the team. It's just a freaking game.
Right. We're moving on, dog.
And they're paid guys. You know? Right? People act that way about college kids. They're college kids on the side. And now, granted, they want to win, but they're also talking about what they're doing that night or what they do last week or who you banging, right?
Their mom's in town.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, yeah. It's like, great.
Yeah.
Let's see. This day 25 years ago, a Monday Night Football game, most fans will remember Joe Montana was the Chiefs quarterback, drove the team 75 yards in 81 seconds at Mile High to beat John Elway and the Broncos.
Did you cry? You were young enough at the
time. I was pissed that night. Okay. But I will say this in context. 25 years later, the Chiefs still have that win. They have two playoff wins, and the Broncos have three Super Bowls in that time. So suck it, Chiefs.
Yeah, they beat Montana beat my Steelers that year in the playoffs.
And then they lost.
Yep. And losing.
And then you get Broncos Chiefs again tonight.
It's all, that
and then
set
comes
back
full
up.
Circle.
Yep. The current Hall of Famer Patrick Mahomes, two straight losses. Broncos two straight wins. Chiefs favored by three.
You feel good about your.
If they commit to the run, I think they win.
I think losing two games in a row fires up the Chiefs. Don't you think so?
I think so, but their defense.
Maybe they're better off playing on the road.
How much fire can you have?
Yeah, but you got Flacco. You know.
I know, but if they just run the ball,
got it, and don't
and play the defense that they have. I mean, let's not. They're two games. They're two
20-17. One of those kind of games.
17, hopefully 14? Lower. Yeah, okay, I don't know how they do that to Mahomes, but I mean, they got to keep it in the 20s or else they're out. Now,
have the Broncos won two in a row?
They've won two in a row. Okay. They started 0-4, and really, I mean, they should be 4-2 right now if they were going the way of the Detroit Lions and bitching about calls that shouldn't have happened.
Well, the Lions can bitch, but I love that the players.
So good the Broncos.
Care. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they had two roughing calls that were not
That's right.
That totally changed the outcome of both ball games.
I remember that.
100% changed the outcome of those ball games.
Yeah, we got screwed by the Ravens, too.
So we'll see what happens.
Well, I think I speak for the room when I say we're all in your camp tonight, Petey.
Oh, well, thanks. We'll take it.
Yeah, I think so.
We all like to see the Chiefs lose.
Oh, man, do I ever.
I'll be sleeping at halftime, though, because I'll be drinking my pure still water.
You're just going to keep on it all day?
No,
just
I
just care. Walk around with that 12-pack under your arm. It's like, man, I got eight left.
I do want another one.
I recommend the mango.
Yeah, I'll try it.
This is a funny-ass story. Now, you know Garrett Miles is? He plays for the or Miles Garrett. Garrett Miles. Mm-hmm. Never trust a guy with two first names.
You shouldn't, by the way.
So he is a D-end and a physical freak for the Browns.
Right.
And so I'm trying to picture, like, why you would do this to somebody. So,
oh, yeah. This guy got punched, right?
Yeah. So, a fan flags him down. They're just driving somewhere in town, in Cleveland, presumably. And a fan flags him down to get a selfie. So, you know, he's like, Miles Garrett's like, come on over. Like, you know, he's just in his car. So as he rolls down the window to presumably offer a selfie with this dude punches him in the face.
You know,
it runs off.
And that's a problem because you wouldn't walk over to any fans the rest of your career because of that douchebag, you know?
Nope, and he said...
sucker punched him, obviously.
Sucker punched
him. He's a big dude, and he's in a car, right?
Yeah. He said...
And if he gets out and beats the tar out of that guy, he's arrested.
Right, he looks like the bad guy.
Right.
So he says a quote-unquote fan hopped out his car to take a picture with me and then punched me in my face. Put your legs into it might have actually made me flinch.
Yeah.
Now, police found him later because Garrett...
What was his motive?
To get his license plate. Douchebaggery? I don't know.
Or just because he thought there'd be 6-0 by now?
Probably.
The media said they're going to be
6-0.
It's all
his fault,
Yeah.
That is not a dude I would want to tussle
with. No, man.
No.
He's a big dude.
I wouldn't punch anybody on any NFL team, even the kicker. He'd kick your ass.
Right. And everybody on the roster is going to catch you if you run. I mean, even the linemen are going to catch you.
Yes, yes, they are.
Because we're not running 5 second 40s.
Nope. Nope.
Despite what you think.
Beating the hell out of us, what they're doing.
So Michael Jordan is getting rid of a $7.5 million property in Park City, Utah.
Yeah. How much is that a month? 30 years. Let's go 30-year mortgage.
Yeah, he must have got tired of whatever it was a month because he's actually taking a loss on it. He bought it in 07 for $7.9 million,
yeah.
And now he's selling it at $7.5.
Yeah, that's a pretty chic place to...
That Park City is?
That's where they have the Sundance Film Festival now. There's ski resorts all around.
You got to think 9,500 square feet.
I would think if you have two or three different houses and you're that famous, I mean, you still have to pick up time where you actually stay there for
a while.
Go
there.
Yeah, I mean, you still have to live in places if you're going to have a place like that.
We're going
to
go with a 30-year mortgage or you want to do a 15?
30.
30, let's go 30.
Yeah,
let's go 30.
35 grand a month.
Okay.
that's nothing down, right?
No, that's financing the whole thing.
35 grand a month. That doesn't even include and that's just the mortgage. That doesn't include the property taxes.
Yeah, that's just the mortgage.
Right. Yeah.
And at 7.5 sale price, after the if you pay the loan out the whole
way,
you'd end up paying $12.7 million.
Where's he going to find that?
There's a California house. It's going to break the record again for personal houses for sale. $225 million, some big estate in Bel Air.
No, oh, Bel Air.
It's
going to
break the new record. It's up for sale. $225 million. 40,000 square feet.
Damn.
Isn't that like in a grocery store? What's the size
of a Walmart?
Yeah, what's the size? I can't place what 40,000 feet is.
I would imagine there's warehouses. Not a huge warehouse, but there's warehouses that are 40,000 square feet.
Yeah,
the size of a Costco.
225 million people. Money, excuse me.
Yeah. I wish I knew a zillionaire and I could ask him, at what point are you oversaturated with the vacation homes?
Right.
How many
do you need?
View them as it's an investment because they're buying it in places where it will likely go up.
Most of the time. But you're right. You still have to live there.
This one didn't.
He's not Airbnb in his cool place. Although some famous people will rent their houses to other famous people. I remember hearing that. Who was that NBA guy that rented Prince's house for like a month?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh, the other way around. Prince rented a house from an NBA guy for a month out and painted it purple. That's a story. Prince was out there, wanted this guy's house for like 3 months. He's going to live in L.A. for a while. And a guy, some other famous guy, had a house out there. God, I just heard that story a while back after Prince died. And from the horse's mouth, too. I forget who the athlete was. And Prince said, "You mind if I do a few things?" He said, "No, it's a long-term rent, 3-4 months. And Prince painted the whole place purple.
I vaguely remember that.
And then when he left, he had to paint it back for the guy. Yeah.
See,
we did talk about that, yeah.
After about three, it would become impractical. We know a rich guy who has three homes. He's able to spend time at all of them.
That'd be cable guy.
Because he travels for a living.
Yeah, if you weren't working anymore, it would be fine. If you were still working and you had three spots, like how are you, unless you're working in one of
them. Unless you're a celebrity that works on the road anyway. You're like an actor or something like
that.
You can
route around
that
kind of thing.
Now,
on the Michael Jordan note, this story been sitting in the stack for a long time, but it still fascinates me. Like, when it comes to shoe deals, if you're wondering, Michael could probably just sit on that property forever, never take a loss on it, never think about it again. I mean, he's obviously got billions of dollars, millions for sure.
Right.
I think billions.
What is it?
I think 1.9 is what I remember.
Billion.
Yeah.
So,
$7 million ain't nothing.
When you think of shoe deals in the NBA, who's the first name that pops to mind?
Still Jordan.
LeBron.
Yeah. Current guys. LeBron, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, right? Kobe still sells shoes.
Big baller.
Yeah, so let's know that. Now, Zion Williamson is likely.
Does he have new shoes?
Is a potential to break a lot of these records, depending on how it all works. Now, but you got a long way to go to be Jordan. And Jordan's always got new shoes. So Kobe's makes $16 million a year for shoes. He ain't elite. Yeah. Kevin Durant or Steph Curry, $20 million from Under Armour. Kevin Durant, $26 million from Nike. LeBron James, $32 million from Nike. Michael Jordan, $130 million a year from Nike and Jordan Brand, highest earning NBA player when it comes to shoe deals.
My son's got a couple of pairs of Jordans because he never even saw him play ever.
They're great.
Never saw him play. Oh yeah, PDB. Yeah. Yeah, you at least saw him play.
And I hated him.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I rooted against him too.
I did not. I watched every game on WGM, but I did not like the Bulls.
I rooted against the Bulls too back in those days.
The retro Jordans are still some of the best selling shoes out there, aren't they?
Oh yeah, man, it's a whole thing. Golly, it's seedy. It seems seedy. Like, why is a pair of shoes from 2013 $4,000.
Because somebody deemed it worth
$4,000. Right?
Yeah, they're all oxidized and they're going to crack if you wear them. Yeah. I mean, like.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's amazing. It's a
weird
sneakerheads, man.
Yeah, yeah. Omaha Tap House, I want to thank them again for the alcohol and the food this morning. Thanks a lot, PD.
Thank you.
Enjoy your alcohol-fueled water.
Go Broncos.
Go Broncos.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.